The ballots still to be opened are 24 absentee and 4 questioned. Borough staff will count any qualified ballots postmarked on or before October 3rd that were delivered before the start of the meeting. Those last few dozen votes will decide who will occupy one seat on the Borough Assembly and another on the Public Safety Advisory Board. Candidate for Public Safety Advisory Board Stan Yort currently has a 9-vote lead over his opponent, Jacob Slavin. And the race for one seat on the Assembly is even tighter. 4 votes will decide whether Rick Perkins or J. Stanton Greger will take one of the borough's highest offices. Perkins is a newcomer to local politics. He has that 4-vote lead. Stanton Greger served on the Assembly for 8 years and lost to Assemblymember Donna Marsh last year in another narrow race by just 31 votes. Assembly candidate Rob Schwartz, also a newcomer to local politics, is the projected winner of the other Assembly seat. He got the most votes, 695. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci, who is up for re-election this year, is projected to lose his seat. He got the least amount of votes, 540. After the electees take their oaths of office, they'll immediately take their seats on the Assembly and kick off their terms with 3 items of new business. They'll look at an ordinance to rezone a lot near the Severson subdivision from public use to single-family mobile home. Amber Burrell, owner of Skylark Park, LLC, is looking to subdivide the 5-acre parcel to allow for the construction of manufactured homes. The Borough Planning Commission voted unanimously in favor of rezoning the property at its September meeting, but the idea is already receiving some pushback. Assemblymember Donna Marsh signed a letter to the Planning Commission, co-written with Kurt and Evan Marsh, condemning that decision. They said the section of Muskeg in question is a favorite spot for exploring, sledding, and newt hunting by neighborhood children, that the development would bring down the property value of nearby homes, and that it would compromise the cleanliness and safety of the Severson subdivision. They wrote that the idea that the open space would be rezoned for single-family mobile homes, quote, makes their stomachs churn, end quote. The Assembly will also look at a resolution to apply for a loan increase by almost $3 million to finance an upgrade to the borough's wastewater infrastructure, which would be repaid over a term less than 20 years. The financial assistance for the Pump Station 4 main project would come from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Alaska Clean Water Fund. At the last regular meeting, the Assembly unanimously approved a land acquisition to further the Pump Station 4 project. The Assembly will also decide whether to send a letter to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources explaining its refusal of the easements and rights-of-way for the proposed South Mitkoff subdivision. At its meeting in early September, the Assembly declined a dedication for the property, which is owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office. Mayor Mark Jensen's unsent letter says the basis for their refusal lies with the best interest of the public and to, quote, ensure the orderly and safe development of land located within the borough, end quote. The property contains over 500 acres and would create over 100 lots. Jensen's letter says, despite the borough's desire for more land for residential development, the Department of Natural Resources didn't provide enough information for the Assembly to sign off on the dedication in good confidence. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.